Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Officials in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover are asking residents for patience as the investigation continues into last week's pipeline explosion that killed one person and injured two dozen others. Governor Baker says the blasts were construction-related.
Their review of what happened was that that was part of a piece of work that was particular to a particular construction project that was being done by the Columbia Gas people. It wasn't a systemic failure of some kind.
The relief fund established to help people displaced by the blast is growing, with Columbia Gas donating $10 million. The Greater Lawrence Disaster Relief Fund will help residents with food, housing, and other immediate needs. Meantime, the company is now facing a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of residents whose homes were not damaged, but who still were forced to evacuate because of the explosions and fires. The suit alleges that Columbia Gas was negligent in not properly maintaining its century-old cast iron pipes, and that government agencies failed to maintain proper oversight. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Environmental attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says his firm will conduct its own investigation into what caused the blasts.
We don't know exactly what happened, but we know that some of the areas that were most badly affected were the areas where the pipeline is some of the oldest in the entire nation in the Columbia grid.
Kennedy adds that in the past, his firm's investigators have revealed problems before federal investigators. He anticipates that will happen in this case as well. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera is against the lawsuit. He says he's asked the Massachusetts Attorney General to tell law firms to back off.
I think it's shameful that people are trying to get victims today who are hungry for information, and they are preying on these people's desire for information. That needs to stop.
Another attorney suing Columbia, Frank Potosa, says on the contrary, this lawsuit will give displaced residents more options.
It's never premature to give people the ability to have access to justice and access to information to ensure that if they're asked to sign any form with a corporation that have caused, as this company has, mass damage and destruction, that they understand why it happened, and if they're going to be offered any compensation of any capacity before they're signed, that they have an opportunity to understand their full legal rights.
Columbia's president says he's not allowed to comment until the National Transportation Safety Board has concluded its investigation. The NTSB's chairman has said that could take 2 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.